ignored orders and growing resistance in Chinese military after purge of top generals. Internal orders issued by China's top military authority have met widespread resistance at the grassroots level following the purge of two of the country's most senior generals, according to multiple sources close to the People's Liberation Army, who spoke to the Epoch Times. After Central Military Commission Vice Chairman Zhang Youxia and Chief of the Joint Staff Department Liu Xinli were placed under investigation on January 24, at least two directives issued by the CMC General Office to theater commands and group armies were ignored or only passively acknowledged. Sources say the grassroots troops within the military are expressing dissatisfaction, with the PLA's command and control system showing signs of dysfunction. Ruan, a China-based source familiar with the military, told the Epoch Times that the CMC's top leadership has now been reduced to just two figures, Chinese leader Xi Jinping and CMC Vice Chairman Jiang Zemin. Ruan spoke on the condition of revealing only his surname for safety reasons. Within the military, Ruan said, the removal of Zhang Youxia and Liu, both career officers rooted in the military's command system, has been widely interpreted as a concentrated political purge, triggering resentment across multiple theater commands. Reaction inside the ranks. Ruzin said the news of Zhang Youxia and Liu's purge spread quickly within the armed forces, prompting strong internal reactions. This has severely undermined trust in top-level decision-making, Ruan said, adding that many officers now view the process as driven by loyalty enforcement rather than institutional discipline. Ruan said that on the same day the investigations were announced on January 24, the CMC General Office issued at least two documents instructing military units to maintain consistency with the Party Central Committee and the CMC, and to organize political study sessions where they study communism ideology and pledge loyalty to the regime. In several regions, however, those instructions were met with silence. Some units declined to issue public statements or hold internal meetings. A follow-up directive issued the next day, intended to suppress growing backlash, produced no meaningful change, and compliance remained minimal. A review of official military and defense websites by the Epoch Times in the days that followed the purge showed no public declarations of loyalty from theater commands or major service branches, an absence that sources say is highly unusual in the PLA's political culture. The command channel for top-level military orders has effectively stalled, a source close to the military told the Epoch Times on condition of anonymity for safety reasons. From commanders to rank-and-file soldiers, dissatisfaction with the Central Military Commission is spreading. Orders are issued, but no one takes them seriously. Mockery, a sign of defiance. The same source added that some grassroots military personnel have openly mocked Xi, using the nickname Baozi, a derogatory reference that drew laughter among soldiers. Similar behavior has been reported in the PLA's Eastern Theater Command. A family member of an active duty officer confirmed to the Epoch Times that some soldiers privately refer to Xi as Baozi or other derogatory language that would have been unthinkable in earlier years. In the military context, this means the authority of the supreme commander is no longer recognized, said the family member who spoke on the condition of anonymity due to potential reprisal from authorities. Once orders from the top are no longer seen as absolute, any talk of war mobilization loses its foundation. No one would risk their life for you. Hu, a graduate of a Chinese military academy, told the Epoch Times on condition of revealing only his surname for safety reasons, that the situation is historically rare. What we're seeing now, bottom-up resistance, is unprecedented, he said. He added that CMC directives have traditionally been followed by immediate, cascading statements of loyalty across all commands. The current collective silence, he said, is viewed within the military as a direct rejection of Xi's authority. They were prepared to arrest people, Hu said, but they clearly underestimated the internal backlash. According to Hu, if Beijing continues pressing ahead with the cases against Zhang and Liu without making substantive adjustments, the CMC risks losing effective control over China's massive military apparatus. The regime's political and security costs will far outweigh the benefit of removing a few individuals, Hu said. Chinese state media Xinhua reported that on January 27, 3 days after Zhang's purge, she appeared publicly for the first time, meeting Finnish Prime Minister Petteri Orpo. Official photographs showed she delivering remarks, but no reference was made to the military situation. Structural imbalance at top. China-based military scholar Yuan told the Epoch Times, on condition of using his surname for safety reasons, that a CMC structure dominated by Xi and Zhang Xingmin is ill-equipped to command a modern fighting force. Zhang Xingmin has spent most of his career in political and disciplinary roles and lacks operational combat experience, Yuan said. While professional military officers continue to dominate the PLA's command system, China's military has long operated under a dual structure that separates political oversight from professional military command. The targeting of Zhang Youxia and Liu Xinli, both emblematic of the operational officer system, is widely seen within the PLA as disrupting that internal balance, Yuan said, helping explain the rapid spread of resistance. Multiple sources told the Epoch Times that unless the regime's leadership reverses course or releases the two generals, the CMC could gradually lose its ability to exercise absolute command over China's roughly 2 million active duty troops. Wang Xin contributed to this report.